My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour on a Fryer Friday. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, and that means it is, yes, time for our manager's report. Joining us right now, Skipper Mike Shildt from the San Diego Padres, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. Mike, it is good to have you on. It's probably nice for you to be back at home this week. There was a long road trip, a lot of games in a row, so welcome back to San Diego.
Thank you very much. Good to be back, as always. Love the city, and good to play in Petco.
It was as stressful as last night might have been for you and closer Robert Suarez, Mike. I had 11 kids under the age of 7 in a suite out at Petco Park. So I saw what happened on the field. I was there, and I thought to myself, I think I still had a worse night. What can you say about your closer Robert Suarez? And it's such a bummer to watch that happen to a guy that has been so great all season long.
Yeah, I think he reminds us how we can't take for granted what a tremendous job he's done for us, and he's a huge part of putting us in the position we're in. And other side tries too, man. He's throwing 101, guy put a swing on it, and got the good part of the bat, and that's the game. But look, Robert's been a huge part of what we do, and trust him completely, and we'll go back and get him tonight.
So I saw your post game, press conference, and I wasn't surprised, but you didn't seem worried at all that something like that is going to affect your team going forward. And I'm not surprised. You guys have bounced back many times this year and never shown any inkling of reason to be concerned. But as a former minor league manager, when you managed guys who may not have had experience like your current players, do you ever say things like after a tough game like that? I mean, what kind of you feel is the manager's role there?
Well, it's a good question. It's from a player development standpoint, there's so many variables that can go into that. Generally speaking, we didn't enjoy the end result last night, but there's not an overreaction to anything. I think really just regardless of level, you're always looking to identify how did we win, what didn't happen that we would have liked to have been different, could we have changed anything, and then you take the inventory of it. And again, regardless of level, you look up and you say, all right, was there good competition, with guys into the competition? Absolutely. Were guys prepared? Absolutely. Were guys aggressive? Absolutely. Did it, Did it work out? Yes. Great. Repeat. Did it not work out for one of those other variables? Or, you know, and again, it's a general question, so it's a general answer. Like, you know, so you explore what could you have done different, led up to it? What was your mindset? What was the decision-making process? And if you, you know, did you prepare for that situation? And then you just take it as you undress it, and then, you know, you walk through it and you learn from it, or you ideally you grow confidence from it. No, I was prepared. I was thinking the right way. I was aware of the situation. I was in the moment. I did compete well. I was, you know, being aggressive and trusting my ability. Heck, man, good for you. So, you know, just kind of go through that process, that checklist, and see where it falls. There is a learning curve, just some of it physically or emotionally or from a preparatory standpoint sometimes.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Schildy, this may not surprise you, but I answered a question on Twitter the other day, and I think I was talking out of my rear end, and that's the part that won't surprise you. But somebody had asked me, we had called Diaz up. They said, well, when are we going to see Diaz? I said, hey, relax. It's a catcher, right? Like, he's a catcher. He's got a lot of new pitchers to learn, and it's got me thinking about it. When you trade for a catcher mid-season, and he's got to come over, learn a whole new slew of pitchers, that's got to be the toughest position for a team to trade for, right? And can you tell us what goes into getting a new catcher ready to catch your staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's an onboarding process that I feel really good about our staff being able to help with our players. You know, whether it was the pitchers we acquired at the trade deadline or our position players that have come in over the course of the season, and being able to get them up to speed of how we compete, how we prepare, how we think about games, you know, how we just go about our processes. Catching is, you know, probably the biggest challenge. You know, the good news about Diaz is he's a very established guy in the league, played a lot of baseball in his life, really a high baseball IQ guy. You know, the one thing I love about the game, doesn't really care about your socioeconomic status or your language or anything else. It knows if you can play it, if you know how to play it, then you can usually assimilate pretty quickly into an environment, which Diaz can and has. But to your point about the pitching, there's, you know, a bigger role for the catcher because most players just need to basically take care of themselves, you know, and in their general area. But the catcher is responsible for himself and, you know, now 14 other pitchers that he needs to understand how they operate, what they like, and how they think, and how they like to go about things, where they like targets and all that different things. So, you know, there's an onboarding process. Brian Esposito, who works with our catching and also is, you know, effectively really our bench coach and doing a great job, you know, onboarded Diaz and had a relationship with back when they were both together in Pittsburgh. And Herbie Andrade, who also is our bullpen catcher, had him in Pittsburgh. So that helped with the onboarding, and I was really pleased with Higgy and Campy. You know, they didn't look at it as a threat necessarily for Diaz to come in. Those guys both done a good job clearly for us this year, and helped him with the process of understanding how we operate and the different pitchers and the nuances. And then, of course, Diaz did his part. So, gave him 4 days to acclimate and get caught up to speed and got him in there.
So, Mike, we do a Thursday roundtable with all the hosts talking Padres baseball. I'm sure you know this. You probably never miss it. But in case you did yesterday, we discussed with the return of you know, Joe and Yu Darvish and Fernando Tatis Jr., the team is looking really complete right now. Rotation, bullpen, lineup, a very formidable roster that you guys have put together. So, I know you're also, and you've told us, the kind of manager who, after a win or a loss, you go back and think about what you could do differently, what could go wrong. So what is it now that would still keep you up at night, you know, when things are going really well for this team?
I don't lose any sleep.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean, I spend 13 hours a day working at it. So when the day's complete, you know, I take inventory at the end of the game and make my notes and take my shower, and, you know, yeah, I can't say that I don't think about something at the end of the day, but you know, the day is productive and efficient and spent towards doing everything that I and we can as a staff to get us ready to compete. And and have those whatever questions that may be out there answered. And then when you do that, you can have peace of mind. So you know, the reality is, when you're in my seat, there's always a question to be answered, and it changes, you know, multiple times over the course of a day, depending on a lot of different variables. And you know, you just learn to adjust to what that looks like and figure out a way to find a solution to them. But you know, you can't. You know, there's not one thing that is ever going to be there, because it rotates.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, on Ben and Woods this morning, and it's funny because I was at the game last night, and they showed when Mason McCoy dropped that bunt down. Now, not a reviewable play. You came out and wanted to talk to Phil Cuzzi, and the funny thing is, the umpires all get together, and the replay's right there on the big screen behind them. I know you can see it, and well, they can see it as well. And they still. What did you see? What do you say when you go out there to talk to Phil?
Well, you know, like you said, it's not reviewable. I think you could debate whether it should be. I personally think, you know, it should be a reviewable play. It's a tough call for the plate guy. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, Phil's doing his best, you know, and he said he's a good umpire. He's a good crew. I like the crew a lot. And you know, they always want to just get it right.
Sure.
You know, he said, you know, he came out based on his reaction and based on the ball. But he, you know, can he really see that? No. He's got a big catcher ring standing in front of him. He's right. Got another player in front of him. And, you know, it's 2 feet away at his, you know, at the feet. So it's at best his best guess, which, you know, it's all he can do, right? I mean, it's what his job is. And then I applauded him for asking the, you know, for help. And, but again, based on that angle, that's a really hard call for even the guys on the bases. I probably had as good a view as anybody because I'm looking at it from a completely side angle.
Yeah.
Those guys who didn't have that benefit. However, they do on a replay. And so, but by rule, it's not reviewable. I called them for at least asking and talking. They didn't see anything that would have overturned their partner, and they went down the road.
One thing I always like in your post-game news conferences is one of the guys, you know, AC or AJ, and they bring something up in the game, and you always, when you, it's something like you wanted to point out, you go, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to give you that chance here. You've gotten a lot of contributions from different guys all season long. Who's one guy on your team or your coaching staff that you think hasn't gotten enough recognition for the job that they have done this season?
Great question. It's hard to narrow that down to one.
Sure. Give me two. Give me three. Give me 10. Whatever you want.
Yeah. I think it's a ideal time to really recognize the staff. I mean,
yeah.
You know, listen, we're here for the players, and the players, they pull the weight. They take care of the business. We you know, we do our part to set them up to be as successful as they possibly can, but they get all the credit. And you know, clearly it's a very special group that every day is looking to compete regardless of circumstances, which sounds easy, but is really a challenge and way harder said than done. And this is a team that's doing that. But our staff has been outstanding. I really, you know, no order. And there's a ton of support staff. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, including myself, we're all support staff, you know, field staff, training staff, there's no caste system and servant leadership, and we just all have our jobs to do. Some are just more out in front than others, but all are important. And, you know, our field staff has been outstanding. I mentioned Brian Esposito has been done a tremendous job. Ruben Diablo obviously does a tremendous job of the pitching with Ben Fritz, our bullpen coach, and Peter Somerville does a lot of game planning. I mentioned, you know, Herbie Andrade, also a catch, you know, does our bullpen catching and helps with the catchers and does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, just gets done in a positive manner. Of course, Victor Rodriguez has been tremendous, you know, taking over our hitting. I mean, not enough can be said about what Victor's meant to this club, but he's got good help. You know, Mike McCoy and Pat O'Sullivan have come up through the system and have been a big part of our hitting and do a great job. And, you know, their care factor is extremely high. And, you know, we got really good base coaches. Tim Weeper's done a really good job at third and helps with does our infield work. And David Macias, you know, has done a great job at first with the base running and outfield play. And, you know, so those guys have been tremendous. And, you know, staff's been great. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of support, but our medical staff is tremendous as well. Mark Rogo and does a great job. He's got a lot of trainers there. And, you know, just these guys are phenomenal with the work they do to keep our guys on the field and the amount of work and effort they put into it. And Scott Hacker, our rehab guy, has done a tremendous job. Unfortunately, he's been kept pretty busy this year, but he's been up to the task and gotten guys back on the field and ready to compete again. Our strength conditioning guys are fantastic. Jay and Rio, you know, we travel, and TJ Lasita, TJ Laylaw, and the clubhouse guys are first class. I mean, we've got an elite staff. You know, we got group, including our research and development, the analytic group does a great job. Adam Eskire and his group, and guys that help us game plan and video with Jim McHugh does a lot of the advanced work for us, and Joe McAlpin and Adam Hunt on the video stuff. I mean, it's just a really good staff that doesn't get a lot of credit. They don't want and seek credit. We're there to do our jobs and give the credit and build the players up. But it is a good time to recognize what we do as a staff and the group that's, you know, done a tremendous job that I've been really tickled to partner with to work every day to make sure we leave no stone unturned. And if people knew the amount of effort and preparation that went in daily, it probably blew their minds. But it's a dedicated group that has a strong desire to excel and has done a great job.
Much like this show, Skip, with the dedication and preparation every single day here for Ben and Woods. Shilty, I did want to just we let you go here in a minute. How's Hassan Kim doing? Any updates on him? I know you probably get tired of answering these questions, but we always kind of like to end with kind of that last piece of the team that, well, you know, everyone would love to see back there playing shortstop.
Yeah, you know, he's moving in a positive direction. He's able to swing the bat without any discomfort, which is good. And so he's taking some live at bats today. He's getting closer to his progression of play, and he's starting to throw across the diamond. Still in a progression that, you know, is positive, but, you know, probably slower than everybody would like, including himself, but necessary. Because we got to be careful. I mean, you know, he can't, you know, dealing with the injury he has, he lets it go and he has a setback, then that's going to, you know, be real problematic for the time we have remaining in the season, which we, you know, feel good about being a long time. But, you know, still, it's not something we want to have a setback on, and we're taking our cue from him. But he's making his progress, and he's throwing across the diamond, which is encouraging, and just a matter of getting his intensity back to where he can do it and feel like, you know, he's going to be back and healthy and be able to make all the plays.
Well, I know we still got a few weeks left, hopefully many weeks left going into October, but I just wanted to say thank you. This has been a really fun season. As a lifelong Padres fan, you put a good team together, not just you, but everybody, and it's been really entertaining, and hopefully we got more of it coming up starting this weekend against the Giants. Good luck, Mike.
Yeah, we're excited about tonight. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, or Manager's Report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. It's almost stunning, you know, and obviously it was like the credits of the Oscars there at the end with all but how many people do go into day to day keeping those 26 guys on the field? All we see is really the game and, you know, maybe a coach or two, but there are so many guys that you probably don't know their names. You never see them. That help those guys get ready every single day to play a baseball game.
Yeah, no doubt, man. The preparation too for every single game. It's overwhelming to think about what you have to do and play it from a player's perspective, from a coach's perspective too. Pretty gnarly.
It's always why I try to keep the perspective. As much as we fans obviously care, want to see our team do well, win and lose, and it feels just devastating when they lose like one last night. Believe me, the people who are putting in 13 hours a day on this, they actually care probably more than you do, even as the fan, whether they're going to be successful at the end of the day or not. No one's phoning it in there. So, anyway, good stuff from Mike Schilt. We had some good stuff from Jesse Agler on the Incorporator, and I felt so bad that we missed playing it yesterday. I want to give it one more play because he so nailed it. Let's get to that coming up, and then final segment, we'll look ahead to the Giants series starting tonight at Petco Park, all coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks again to the skipper, Mike Schilt. By the way, we were just looking it up on ESPN.com. A definite Manager of the Year candidate in the National League. They have some metrics. It was weird. Paulie was going, somehow by their metrics, Dave Martinez of the Nationals is the quote-unquote front-runner, but even they acknowledge he's not winning the award.
62-78 Nationals, ooh, are 22 games out of first place. Yeah.
They may have outperformed. They've outperformed expectations. They've won some close games, which is usually good for managers. They're just too far back and irrelevant to be considered. No, it's really going to come down to three guys, and I agree with the analysis. Pat Murphy of the Milwaukee Brewers. And their expectations were pretty low this season, considering who they lost. And they have pretty much run away with the NL Central. So he's going to get a lot of interest, a lot of votes. Mike Schilt, who, again, the Padres slashing payroll, but improving tremendously across the board this year, and especially playing well in the second half and surging, that's going to give him a lot of support.
Sure.
And then the third one, which I hadn't thought so much of, but if Carlos Mendoza gets the Mets into the playoffs after their slow start and their disappointment from last year, he's also going to get some support. So a bit of a three-way race going into the last 3 weeks of the season for the National League Manager of the Year Award, with Mike Schilt, they say, maybe being the slight favorite in their minds.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think you make a great case for there, and I think you make a great case for Pat Murphy as well. I mean, I feel like it's a two-man race, really, between those guys. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Schulte would trade that in for a ring in a heartbeat, just like Jackson Merrill would trade that Rookie of the Year for a ring. And again, you know, I'm not, after last night's loss, I'm not dissuaded from the hopeful feeling that I have about this team. But, you know, I did say yesterday it's kind of a joke. I just want the playoffs to start now, today. Like, that's the last 3 weeks of the season are going to be fairly excruciating. And I decided too, I'm not going to really get nervous until this team loses three games in a row. I think that for me is like, that's when I'll start to get a little, you know, a little dicey. But they have not done that since when? July.
They lost that five-gamer with the Mariners, two-game sweep in there in July.
Yeah, and based on where we are in the standings, yeah, I mean that
I disagree, though. I don't necessarily in any rush to get to the playoffs. Obviously, I want them to get there, but this will eventually, if you can get through your agita, Woods, this is the best time. There should be a clinching celebration. This is what you're waiting for. You played 140-plus games already to get to this point where you actually have an opportunity to now get some actual good things that happen, like clinching a playoff spot and, you know, figuring out where you're going in the first round of the playoffs.
Mine's more, it's always more health-related. That's because you asked me yesterday, what keeps you up at night? And I said health. I mean, really, I'm not worried about, you know, Manny or Xander. I'm really not. I think these guys know what the goal is and what they need to do. You know, I just, somebody getting hurt, somebody twisting an ankle or something, that's what always domes me out in the last 3 weeks of the season.
I can hand out one postseason award right now. It's not the one you think. First, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The National League Radio Play-by-Play Broadcaster of the Year Award was over before it even started.
They do that.
They don't, but if they did, it would go to Jesse Agler, who always does such a phenomenal job. Even when we're throwing in incorporator words, we only got a minute or two here, so I don't need the setup again. We had Welsh Fryer in on Wednesday. We told Jesse that he was supposed to work Pelfas, the Welsh word for baseball, into the broadcast on Wednesday, and we didn't play it yesterday. I felt bad about it because he knocked it out of the park in the third inning. Here is Jesse Agler, the incorporator.
First pitch from Matsui is taken low and outside, ball one. So Matsui relieves Darvish, couple of Japanese-born pitchers. Great international game. This continues to become. Got Bogarts and Profar out there from Aruba and Curacao, respectively. Swing and a miss, 1-1, and I like learning all the different baseball terminology from around the globe. In a lot of places, they call baseball baseball most of the time, though they do have words in their language specific to it. The Netherlands, kind of famously, honkball is what they call baseball, so you hear that in those ABC islands. 1-1 to Torkelson, Matsui, long pause. And the pitch hit in the air up the right field line. That's foul and out of play. In Japan, they say baseball a lot, but there is a Japanese word, yaku. And another one I learned today, pelvas in Wales is the way that they say baseball. That's your nugget of the game presented by Chick-fil-A San Diego. With 21 restaurants in San Diego, you're never too far from the home of the original chicken sandwich. Come try the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich for a limited time.
He's an artist. Jesse is an artist.
That was verbal art.
Yeah, verbal art.
Getting in the sponsor as well.
Vart.
Vart.
As it were.
He's amazing.
You going to the game tonight?
No, I'm putting my dog down tonight.
Like, that would stop you from... I'm sure you're teeing off at 2.
I'm not.
What time are you taking Reggie?
4:30.
And you'll be hitting balls before then, guaranteed. You playing golf before?
No.
I figured you'd be running from the goat to your appointment.
No.
What are you going to do all day?
Spend some time with him.
Like what?
Probably just sit. He doesn't do much other than
just
sit.
Hold him.
Go to the. We have a park right next door. Maybe sit outside.
Getting like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
I did that.
Thought about that.
I took Max
a little,
down.
A Star Is Born, you know, cook up a steak sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took Max to Mickey D's.
His digestion's not good, though. I don't know if that's probably wise.
I mean, well, it's his last day.
It won't matter.
I got a little burger, took him down to the beach, let him stick his head out the window one last time. It was the most excruciating day of my life. Yeah. Excruciating.
Awful.
Died in my arms. It was horrible. It was like the worst day of my life.
I don't think I'm planning to, like, he's a very large dog.
He is.
Not going to be in my arms.
Sucks. Yeah, do you feel emotional?
Yes.
He's lying.
What? I'm not lying.
Look at him.
I'm not lying. I will cry.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I will.
I'm going to cry for you.
Yeah.
But I'll be okay.
Adam says, how about the dog food you advertise? Give him some of that.
Farmer's dog.
Farmer's
simply
dog.
Simply the best.
Even on their worst days.
Yeah,
simply you know the best.
They are a sponsor. I will shout out Farmer's Dog because we had Farmer's Dog for Jackson up until the end. And when we had to call ahead and let them know that we don't need those orders anymore, that sucks. You don't really think about it. And they sent us a little gift.
It's amazing.
A little care package or whatever, because they know whenever somebody cancels, they usually know what that means. And I thought that's a nice touch. Appreciated that.
It always makes me uncomfortable when he has feelings.
Yeah.
I'm all feelings.
Because he's a robot. You're not supposed to have feelings. Robots don't have feelings.
I'm all feelings all the time.
It's just a self-defense mechanism. You know
that. Of course. All right, let's go to break.
The more robotic I am, the less I have to feel.
That's true. Therapists can really do some wonders with you. You'd need
why? All I hold on to are the good emotions. The laughter, the smiles.
That's what you think.
You would need a month in boot camp.
No anger, no sadness, just... just happiness, smiles, all the time. That's what I'm all about. Things that I like, in fact. You'll probably hear a few of those in our last segment of the show.
And some new ones.
Yes, the very new edition, if you missed it. The brand new Things brand new. Ben Likes. Next on 97.3 The Fan. Woods has something he is really excited about for our final segment.
I did have something.
He just can't remember what
it
is.
Can't remember what it was.
So you're now on the clock. You got like 15 minutes left to think of what it was.
It was something really good. You guys really would have liked it.
And maybe you'll think of it.
Now the pressure's on.
Maybe you won't.
Absolutely will not. My brain is mush.
Maybe you need an assistant. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. We used to work with another radio host at another station who had an assistant, and she was great, loved her. I always thought it seemed like a little too much, though, for a radio host to have an assistant. But now I'm sort of starting to see the potential appeal of having some help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It's something that's a major point of contention in our home right now. My wife and I are discussing trying to find some maybe part-time help to do a couple of pickups, a couple of soccer practices, things like that.
You need a nanny.
Nanny
is what you're looking
no,
for.
No, I don't know. I don't know if you'd consider it. In my mind, when I hear nanny, like, she's there all the time.
You are
like,
describing exactly what a nanny does.
Like, yeah. Raising your kids, though.
So, no, it's essentially just a regular babysitter. It's kind of a nanny. You can go European and call them an au pair, but it's kind of the same thing.
So
nanny doesn't have to live with you in your house.
I'm not joking. When we told
Bo. You can get a manny.
Yeah, could get a Manny.
This is Manny Machado.
I loved that SportsCenter commercial. Remember that one?
No.
Manny the Manny. He was daycare, and he was just wearing his sunglasses, and the kids were running. Like in your suite last night.
Right.
They were running roughshod all around the place. He was doing nothing, but he was the Manny.
Was Manny
taking
Machado?
Taking care of all the, the kids of the SportsCenter anchors. No, Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that one? That was phenomenal. This is SportsCenter ad. We've hired a Manny to help take care of our kids.
I told Bo last night, we're going to try to find somebody that can help us out a little bit. He goes, it's because we suck. I go, what? He goes, it's because we suck. And I go, no, it's not because you suck. And he goes, well, what is it? I go, well, we need to spend time together too. your mother and I. It's important. It's going to make us better parents in the long run. He goes, it's because we suck. And I like, bro, it does. Sometimes it's nice to have somebody else pick you up from school or take you to swim or take you to the park or stuff mom and I can't do all the time. And he's like, all right, this kid. He called me last night. We were driving to the game. And we were breaking balls, and he goes, you're a manipulate. And I go, what did you say? He goes, you're a manipulate. And Hannah goes, oh, don't worry. He told me the other day he got manipulated at school. And he goes, yeah, somebody punched me. And I said, that's not manipulated. Kudos to trying to wedge a big word in, but you clearly have no idea what you're talking about. So this kid, he's like, bro, he's like a 40-year-old. So, yeah, we're talking about that in the house, of like maybe trying to find somebody that can.
Dominic says Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere would be incredible.
A butler is what you need.
A butler would be great.
I'd be so jealous if you had a butler.
Yeah, it would be great.
A valet? Have you ever thought about that?
No, but I don't need an assistant. I need somebody to pick my kids up a couple of times a week. Take them to soccer practice or something. That's it.
Have you thought of what we're doing in this final segment?
That was it, I think.
All right. Well, we do have to look ahead to this Giants series.
Let's go.
We got the matchups for you. We will do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, big game tonight. Padres opening a 3-game series against the Giants. First of 6 games against the Giants in their next 8 games. 6 of their next 8 games are against the Giants. So this will go a long way toward determining, you know, where the Padres end up at the end of this season. And tonight's game, of course, you want to erase the taste, the sting of last night's defeat. And you got Michael King, a well-rested Michael King on the mound against Mason Black, who has an ERA over 7.
Yeah, I thought it was Logan Webb. He's tomorrow.
This is one you kind of want to get. This is an important one, I think, for the San Diego Padres. Not that they all aren't, but
bounce back, baby.
You know, bounce back. You've got the pitching matchup advantage. We've seen games where the Padres have struggled against high ERA unknown quantities at starter, but not necessarily with the full Death Star lineup, which they've almost got back with everybody but Ha-Sung Kim. So go out, take care of business tonight. It's a 6:40 first pitch, 5:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. And it's not on Padres.tv. This is another Apple TV game, which means if you are watching, you can switch over the audio channel. Sometimes it takes a moment or two to click in, but it worked last time.
Yeah.
And listen to Jesse and Tony rather than the Apple announcers during the game, which is really fantastic.
It's really weird, though, because they'll cut down to like the sideline reporter, and she's standing there talking, but then you hear Tony and Jesse in the background. It doesn't match up, but it's way better than what they're going to give you on the broadcast.
I agree. Now, great pitching matchup tomorrow, Saturday game, 5:40. That one's Dylan Cease, Logan Webb.
Nice.
That's a really good, solid matchup. Probably the one that will determine either the series or whether the Padres can pull off a sweep.
Sure.
And then on Sunday, Joe Musgrove against Kyle Harrison, who's the young up-and-comer for the San Francisco Giants. He's had a bit of an up-and-down season, but he's certainly got good arm and good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
And, by the way, that is also an Apple TV Plus game. They're just kind of camped out this weekend at Petco Park. So Don and Mudd.
And then I saw
getting
Don
two of the next 3 days off.
Boston.
Don's going to be in Boston.
No
this
Don
weekend.
At all this weekend.
Oh my God.
Well, this
God.
Is a good weekend for it. He's only missing one game by being gone the whole weekend because he would have only done Saturday's game. So
he walks.
So Jesse probably does TV on Saturday then.
He walks in the streets of Boston like a Greek god, right? Like a Greek, yes. Like a mythological figure.
Well, he had the misfortune, of course, of being let go by the Red Sox. But in a way, it's kind of a hidden blessing.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Because everyone is on his side. He can do no wrong now.
Correct.
He goes back there, and he's simply the returning hero every single time.
And he got to call the best period in Red Sox history.
And he's like, missed kind of the worst now and again, kind of the down period again.
And he's here in San Diego. The Padres are on the come. Like, this is perfect
for him. I'm sure it sucked and was probably one of the worst moments of his professional career when they let him go.
Yeah.
Might have been the best thing that ever happened to him.
No doubt. I mean, he truly gets the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
They're the villains. He's the hero.
And now he's beloved in two places, and he's got to be a part of this Padres team and organization. And he gets to live in San Diego and
fish
and
cook.
Dave Coronado and cook. And I mean, it's one of those lessons in life. And I'm sure Don could tell it better than I could if we could ever convince him to wake up early enough to come on the show.
He won't.
That sometimes your worst moment actually helps you out, you know, moving forward. You don't see it at the time. You never want to hear it. You know, this could be a good thing for you. You're just like, no, this is my nightmare.
Yeah,
this
I'm never going to get better.
And Don has turned it into a giant win.
Huge win.
Back in Boston, huh?
Back in Boston.
The Red Sox can't like that.
No.
So really? You couldn't find anyone else to do this game? You're bringing Don here.
Jeffrey
Thanks
says Sunday is the free game of the day, not an Apple TV game. That is the free game on... Is it on
Apple TV?
It's on Apple TV.
It's going to be on Apple TV.
It's free, but it's on Apple TV.
It's free on MLB.com.
MLB.com
is the free of the day or whatever.
Well, you can stream the Apple TV broadcast on MLB.com on Sunday.
Okay.
But it is the Apple TV broadcasters. And then an off day on Monday. Two against the Mariners in Seattle, and an off day next Thursday. So I'd imagine that Robert Suarez will be down tonight after two in a row and 4-5.
But if he comes out tonight, all right.
Who knows? Hopefully, when you're going up against Mason Black and you've got Michael King going, you don't need your high leverage relievers at the end of the game. That would be nice.
That would be lovely.
Go ahead. Build a nice, comfortable lead. And we'll see Brian Hoeing and Adrian Morihone close out the last couple of innings.
Literally nothing would make me happy.
It would be fantastic. That would be something that I would like tonight if it happened. For other things that I like, Paulie has come up with is this the fourth iteration?
Fourth installment, yeah.
Fourth iteration of things Ben likes. Enjoy. I like the tanginess of the cranberry. I like reflecting. I like all-time rock and roll, too. You know I do. I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry-juiced cocktail. I like Adam Major. I do like butterscotch. God. I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like. I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team.
I do,
all of us together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yeah.
I liked everything about this week.
Did you like everything about this week?
Well, it was a short week, which was nice. We started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now it's already over, which was good. That's like, you know, makes it a little easier to get through the week.
Yeah.
For the most part, Padres played well and won their games until last night. I didn't like that.
But yeah.
Up until the last moment, I liked that game last night a lot. I mean, for 8 2/3 innings,
phenomenal.
And 2 strikes, yeah. I liked that game a lot.
Fantastic game.
Thought it was going to be the second 3-0 win of the series for a very long time. And then I didn't like it for a moment. But I get over it, and we had our 16 minutes of sulk, and we're moving on.
Yeah, if you come down, if you're going down to the game tonight, stop by East Village Tavern and Bowl. I'm going to be jumping on the podcast with the boys from Divine Sports Gospel, saying hello. We're going to be bowling there with the wife and kids. We'll see how the first bowling outing as a family.
When's the last time you went bowling?
It's been ages. We did an event, Ben and Woods did, somewhere downtown.
Punch Bowl Social.
It was awesome.
That was for the playoffs.
It was for the playoffs, and I bowled a little bit after, but I didn't bowl the full.
What's your average? What's your bowling average?
120.
120.
Yeah. Right. 120, 130.
You're not ready for the PBA tour then.
I am not ready for the PBA tour. I don't know if do they have little balls for the kids?
No, they have light balls, but they're still regular sized. I mean, it's a little smaller.
I rented the lanes.
They're not ski balls.
I rented the lanes. Do they have bumpers on them?
They usually have the automatic. So, yeah, if it's your turn and you got the kids, you hit a button and the bumper just whoop, and they pop up, and then they go back down for the grown-ups.
So I rented the lanes for 2 hours. That's a bit excessive, isn't it?
That's a long time.
Your arm is going to fall off. If you bowl for 2 hours and have not done it in years, your arm is going to be useless for the rest
of
the weekend.
That is a waste of money.
Well, the good news
is, you
could
have paid for 1 hour.
I'll be able to lick my wounds with a fresh margarita over at the Margaritaville Hotel where we'll be staying tonight.
there is a problem. 1 hour, sometimes you feel like you have to rush and get all your games in and you're like sprinting to get to the end. 2 hours is way too long. My proposal, bowling like should be 1 hour and 15 minutes is what each bowling reservation should be for. That would be the perfect time to bowl.
It's not an option.
It's never an option. It's either 1 hour, which is just not quite enough to finish that last game, or two, which is way too much, and your arm can never handle it.
Well, pop on down. We want to see that. Come down, watch the podcast. Good dudes. Excited to be down there.
Put some spin on it, or you
do
more of a straight ball?
I do a straight and hard. This is how I do it.
That's how I do it as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend, Ben. Good luck today.
Thank you very much. Annie and Elston are coming up next.
Did Paul, you get the Berdia egg rolls yesterday?
Berdia.
No.
Did not.
No, he was
supposed to go.
Being run ragged.
I'll be there tonight.
That suite.
And I needed to know where they are and are they worth it?
Nope. Didn't
Everyone says yes in the chat.
Yeah.
Go for them at the ballast point behind home plate. All right. Annie and Elston are up next with more bowling talk for Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Thank you, everybody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.